This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Catherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, May 16th. Before today, the price of gold had rallied 22% in the past year. There's been some concern that exchange-traded products backed by physical commodities are fueling price changes in those commodities. Tom Anderson is Global Head of ETF Strategy and Research at State Street Global Advisors and helps run the Spider Gold Trust ETF, which trades as GLD.
Investment demand for gold, and investment demand includes both ETFs as well as, you know, physical coins and smaller bars, that demand continues to get higher year over year. The ETF proportion of that demand was much higher in 2009, much lower in 2010. So what we would argue is that investment demand certainly could be affecting the price of gold, but ETFs are only a small part of that total investment demand.
An example? Sales of gold coins are on track for their best month in a year. Gold holdings in ETPs dropped 3.3% in the first quarter, according to data released by ETP providers. Bayram Dinser, an analyst at LGT Capital Management, says new filings from hedge funds may show that some big names exited ETPs. He says they may have switched to holding gold directly so they won't have to publicly announce their gold holdings. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs. That's a Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.
You can subscribe to Bloomberg's premium podcast service at Bloomberg.com/Tom Keen and listen to Bloomberg Radio on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.